This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The prayer of the day is offered by Pastor Jarvis Whiff, and the Pledge of Allegiance is led by Senate Page Madison Decker from Garrettson.
First, a couple verses from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend unto the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? One who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to deceit and has not sworn deceitfully, he will receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Dear Lord, we come humbly before you today, recognizing your sovereignty over all you have created. We give thanks for your many blessings to us, for life, for safe travel, health, and family, for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus for us. We recognize our frailty and dependence on you. We are far from perfect. Our mistakes and sins are many. Yet you are forgiving to those who ask. Help us to trust in you and not to lean on our own understanding, to seek wise counsel that is consistent with your word, to have a clear understanding of the many issues in these difficult days, and know how to act in a way that is right, true, good, and honors you and your word. May we be gracious to those we interact with, remembering your grace to us. May your hand be upon these senators today and throughout this session. Strengthen their hands for the work that needs to be done. Be with those who are sick and those who need to travel. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Freimuller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Colbeck, Maher, Nessaba, Nordstrup, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Today's doctor of the day is Stephen Schrader. He had practiced family medicine in Miller for 35 years. He received his medical degree from the University of Minnesota School of Medicine and completed his residency at Hennepin County Medical Center. Dr. Schrader currently serves as the medical director of the South Dakota Foundation for Medical Care, an organization that focuses on improving quality care in our state. He also treats prisoners at the South Dakota prison system and the South Dakota Women's Prison here in Pierre. He's a member of the American Medical Association and is a past president of the South Dakota Medical Association and serves on the SDSMA's Policy Council. Doctor, please stand. Thank you for your service. Welcome to the Senate. Okay, we need to administer an oath to a page and three interns. If you would come to the front, please. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
There's a second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Judiciary met this morning. They had under consideration Senate Bills 1 and 2, and they returned both of them with a due pass recommendation and to be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Rush, Chair. The Committee on Senate Ag and Natural Resources also met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 38, and they recommend that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Klum, Chair. And the Committee of Commerce and Energy met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 36, which was amended, and that after amending, they recommend that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also had under consideration Senate Bill 47, recommend a do pass to be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 45, and they recommend that that bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crabtree, Chair. And another committee report. Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Education met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 42, and that they recommend that that bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation. Also, Senate Bill 43, they also recommend that that bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation. Senate Bill 44, due pass, and be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. Senate Bill 59, they recommend the same, that is a bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation. They also had under consideration Senate Bill 61. They recommend that it also be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation. Senate Bill 71, they had under consideration, and that bill was amended, and they recommend a due pass after amending. Senator Curd, Chair.
Before we move on, I had an announcement to make. The theme of the 2022 Governor's Conference on Tourism, On the Rise, acknowledges perseverance and strength the South Dakota tourism industry has shown and encourages them to stay focused and determined through 2022 and beyond. Tourism industry members are here today for Tourism Day in the Capitol in the Speaker's and President's Lobby from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. You can spot them in red wearing a I Love Travel sticker. The Department of Tourism would like to invite the legislature to attend the legislative thank you reception at the Ramcota this evening from 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. In addition to that, the 2022 Governor's Conference on Tourism Gala and Awards presentation is the evening of Thursday, January 20th. Please check your legislative emails for more information. Also like to say thank you to the South Dakota Housing, who served Carmel Rolls this morning in the Rotunda. Senator Steinauer, granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, members of the chamber, I would like you to welcome a friend of mine and a candidate for the House in District 9, Jesse Fonkert, who's the head of the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance.
Welcome. Senator Sutton, granted.
I'd like to recognize the Brandon's Middle School and High School Student Council. Today is Brandon Day in Brandon, so please welcome them.
Welcome to the Senate. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Schoenbeck moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Senate Legislative Procedures as found on page 54 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, the question before the... Yep. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Schoenbeck's motion that the report on the Standing Committee on Senate Legislative Procedure be adopted. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
This is
aye.
This is
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Hurd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
That you lost. I'm not sure which one.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert is excused. Hunoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebar?
No.
Nessebar votes nay. Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Simmon votes aye. Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Wick's got somewhere laid.
Zickman?
Aye. Wick's got that.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 3 nays, and 1 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the President declares the motion carries.
Senator Schoenbeck moves the report of the Standing Committee on the Joint Legislative Procedure as found on page 55 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Senator Schoenbeck motion that the report of the Standing Committee on Joint Legislative Procedures be adopted. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
I have to wait a minute. He's faster than my printer. Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert is excused. Hunoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Nessebar votes no.
Nessebar votes no. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
No.
Simmons.
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
No.
Zickman?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 4 nays, and 1 excused.
So the motion having received a majority vote of the members elect, the President declares the motion carried.
Senator Kamak moves that the report of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 46 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 85, an act to create the ARPA Water and Environment Fund, create a subfund to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 86, an act to revise certain definitions and laws regarding physical therapists. And Senate Bill 87, an act to update the South Dakota coordinate system to conform to national standards.
Those bills, having had a first reading, are assigned as follows. Senate Health and Human Services gets Senate Bill 86. Senate State Affairs gets Senate Bill 85. Senate Transportation gets Senate Bill 87. That will take us to consent calendar.
Senate Bill 29, an act to authorize highway maintenance vehicles to operate at less than the posted minimum speed on interstate highways.
Senate Bill 29, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate then is final passage of Senate Bill 29. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Breitling?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Crabtree?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert's excused. Hunoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Dave Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nessebe votes aye. Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck? Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton? Simmons?
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Schoenbeck? Sutton? Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 29, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading, still on second reading. Second reading of Senate bills. Debate calendar.
Senate Bill 35, an act to increase penalties for actions related to grain transactions.
Senate Bill 35, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
President.
Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 35 is a bill that comes to us from the Public Utilities Commission, who worked with industry to analyze some of the things that are happening currently in the industry and to make things actually better for the farmers. They are asking to increase the maximum fine for certain grain buyer violations. Current fines are capped at $20,000, and when you are dealing with transactions that can run into the hundreds tens of thousands of dollars. That limit is just kind of seen as a cost of doing business. And so the PUC is asking to increase the maximum penalty for buying grain without a license, for operating a public grain warehouse without a license, or for obstructing an inspector's examination of a warehouse or a buyer. They're asking to increase the maximum up to $50,000, and that is giving them the latitude to set a lower fine if that seems appropriate for the commission. That seems like a lot of money, and yet our neighbors to the south, the state of Nebraska, is currently looking at levying a fine of $870,000 for similar violations. And so with that, I ask for your approval of Senate Bill 35. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senate Bill 35.
Missouri River Waters, West Dakota.
Any further remarks?
Missouri River Waters.
Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 35. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, no. This is a two-thirds majority vote. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert's excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nessaba votes aye. Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Senator Maher?
Aye.
Okay, I just checked and I thought it was, that's what you said. Mr. President, there are 34 yays, one excused.
Senate Bill 35, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 39, an act to reduce the period for filing claims upon the revocation of a grain buyer license.
Senate Bill 39, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 39 is the second of a three-package bill that comes to us from the PUC. It speeds up the time when a farmer can get proceeds from a grain buyer bond. Currently, the time limit for filing is 6 months. This changes it to 90 days so that the farmers can get their money sooner. I ask for your support of Senate Bill 39. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 39? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 39. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Heinert's excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nessaba votes aye. Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck. Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Sickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck. Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 39, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 37, an act to repeal the bingo distributor license and bingo manufacturer license and to repeal the bingo tax.
Senate Bill 37, haven't had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Klum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, today I bring before you the signature piece of legislation, or one of them, from the governor's office in the repeal of the bingo tax we heard about in your State of the State address. In current law, the bingo tax only requires that manufacturers of bingo equipment or supplies purchase an annual license of $2,500. The distributors of such equipment have to buy an annual license of $5,000. Along with this, the distributors must pay a 5% tax from the revenue it accumulates from the equipment in any addition to any applicable sales tax. This tax brings in approximately $33,000 in revenue, and however, bingo has been rapidly decreasing in popularity, which I find hard to believe because I recently started playing bingo a few years ago, so I don't know how that works. But either way, simply put, this current bingo tax does not serve the same purpose it once did and is becoming less and less relevant. Now, what does this Senate Bill 37 do? It repeals the license and taxation provisions in state law that regard to bingo. Again, it only repeals the license and taxation provisions. It does not change other regulatory statutes, such as the definition of bingo, who can conduct bingo games, and the prohibition of unauthorized bingo games. The passage of Senate Bill 37 means that manufacturers and distributors will no longer pay a license fee and special taxes. The manufacturers and distributors will still be held to current sales and use tax when applicable. And the Department of Revenue will discontinue a program that has cost more to finance and operate than the amount of money it was bringing in. So I ask you to please vote yes on Senate Bill 37. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 37. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call a roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Greenfield votes aye. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nessaba votes aye. Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Chainfish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Simmons votes aye. Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Sickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 37, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. There being no objection, the Senate will revert to order of business 7, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Committee on Legislative Procedure relative to the permanent joint rules for the 97th legislative session. And I have the honor to inform the body that Speaker Gosch appointed Representative Hansen to replace Representative Olson and Representative Lesmeister to replace Representative Bordeaux on the Joint Select Committee appointed to arrange for memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Respectfully, Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
I believe we are ready for announcements. Senator Breitling.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon, the appropriations will hear a report. I just lost my place. From the Labor and Regulation. And then tomorrow morning, we have three reports, one at 8:30 with the Department of the Military, one at 9:45 with Veterans Affairs, and then one from 11 to noon on opioid funding. Everyone is invited.
Senator Johns.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Taxation will be meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 423. We'll be hearing from the Department of Revenue. They'll be presenting a primer on property tax. All are encouraged to attend. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Otten.
Thank you. No local governments meeting tomorrow morning, as we still don't have any bills yet.
Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a Health and Human Services meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We've got 12 bills dealing with medical marijuana. If you might have been assigned the responsibility of sponsoring one of those coming out of the summer study, a good chance one of your bills is up tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Senator Shane Fish.
Senate Transportation will meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. We're going to hear from the Department of Public Safety and have two bills.
Senator Kamak.
State Affairs will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and we'll be considering two bills.
Very good. I have a personal privilege. We have the honor of being joined by Speaker Val Rausch. Welcome to the Senate. Kind of long and short of it. Any further announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Duhamel moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of the motion to adjourn will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate is adjourned.